Kintsugi Village on Jeju Island. This is the Korea File, a weekly podcast about music, film, politics, and society from all around the peninsula. I'm Andre Goulet. On this episode, the Barberettes have been bringing back 50s, 60s style girl group harmonies since 2012 with incredible success in 2014, including millions of online hits, commercial sponsorship, and a place at this year's South by Southwest. I spoke with singer and guitarist Shinaeon Wheeler about the trio's success and the history of Korean duo.
Tell me about the Barberettes. What is your group?
We're three singers singing 1950s, 60s inspired doo-wop pop Korean music. Yeah.
What is your background in singing?
Well, the main thing is harmony. And the reason why we chose the music from that era is because it was golden time for harmonies, vocal music. Yeah, so basically it's harmonizing group.
What is some of your favorite music from that era?
Andrew Sisters, pretty much everything. Anything harmonized, from Beach Boys to everything really. If you listen to any music from that time, any pop music, it's all harmony-based, like Beatles and everything. Mm. Yeah.
What about Korean music? Pearl Sisters?
Kim Sisters, Pearl Sisters. Pearl Sisters more like 70s.
Okay.
Rock based. So we're aiming more before time.
The earlier stuff.
Yeah. The Kim Sisters were the Korean group, went to States and they did their thing.
Oh.
In States until 70s and 80s. So
were they successful?
Well, not successful, but they were doing pretty well in States, always playing shows. They signed Motown before the Supremes.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you type on YouTube, you can see some of the Kim Sisters performance back in the day from like Ed Sullivan shows.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the second half of our show, featuring direct from the Republic of Korea, the fabulous Kim Sisters.
So for you guys, how did you begin? Did you begin just playing venues around Hongdae?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Normal rock shows or what?
Yeah, well, we just started for fun in the beginning. We didn't really expect it to be this far. And, we just played, in the beginning we played some event shows, and then our friends living in Seoul, foreigners, they were playing in different places in Hongdae. I used cassettes
of right.
One of our best friends, and we used to play in their CD release and just some guest sets, and then words were spread.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lips are not as all over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to go my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
So Event is a larger promotion company in Hongdae?
Back in the day, we didn't have any companies.
Okay.
And it was just friends-based in the beginning, and then we met this guy, Mr. Kong, and his friends doing some management, and after a year and a half, we met our management team, and then right now it's more Korean music scene-based.
Okay. So what kind of shows do you play? What does that mean? To play in the Korean scene versus playing in the sort of Hongdae, Freebird, whatever, like normal venues.
Yeah.
How is it different to be in the Korean scene?
Very different. We've been doing some of the major TV shows.
Like what?
Like Yu-Hyun and Sketchbook on KBS and Buru-e Myeonggo, which is like a singers competition on TV, and it's quite different, very different, but like the format is different, but the audiences are, you know, it's always, it doesn't really matter what kind of audiences you get. Like you can get pretty quiet in Hongdae indie scene, also very passionate in, you know, like usual Korean sitting down TV show gigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're bleeding into a pop scene.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty much.
Okay. How do you like it? Do you feel like you're performing for different audiences now?
Well, the numbers are different. Numbers are much more than it used to be.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I don't think it's mainly never changes. Small venues, big venues. It's just little bit of difference of pressure, I think. There are lots of happening. Like we are together every day, and management is following us and stuff like that. It's like you get to have more people around you to take care of. So it's a bit of more pressure, but feeling of playing music is just the same.
So tonight you're playing at Strange Fruit in Hongdae,
yeah,
which is a very small venue. Who are you playing with tonight?
We're playing with Mr. Kang Sung Won.
Don't 다시 처음으로 돌아가고 싶지만 나는 지금 유리창에 비친 내 모습 너무 당신은 내게 멀어지고 있고 사랑이라는
background is really exceptional.
Yes, he was, he's been around quite a while, but he wasn't in Korea completely. He was writing songs all the time back in the day, like late 80s, early 90s, and then he moved to New York and working in different places, and then it happened to be he sold one song called 서른즈음에 to a very famous singer, Kim Gwang-suk, and then that became a huge hit while he was away. So when he came back, that song was already huge.
So he's a big name with people who know about the background to music, the songwriters, producers,
yes.
Stuff like that?
Yes.
So why is he having a special performance tonight at Strange Fruit?
He just wants to invite his friends over before the year's end.
Oh.
And it's the most perfect way for it,
okay.
I think. And pretty much all of his friends and our friends are here, and he just wants to see his friends. I think that was the purpose. He didn't really want to have a show. He's not kind of like a performance guy. Like he loves to sing while just, you know, drinking with friends and small bars just randomly happen to grab a guitar and then like he asks his friends to sing. That's what he loves the most. So this is like a end of the year thing of, yeah.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
What do you see for the Barberettes in 2015?
Oh, we're playing at South by Southwest in March.
Are you excited?
Very excited. Very excited.
What's most exciting about Austin for you?
Well, right now, like, we really don't have any idea. We just only heard from people, you know, how great it is to be in South by Southwest just as watching shows, you know. But we're going there for a performance. You know, it's really exciting. And the South by Southwest team has been pretty interested in our band, and they've been posting us on their like main webpage and stuff like that, so we're really grateful and very excited.
Turn your hands everywhere.
that's the Korea File for this week. Special thanks to the Barberettes, Strange Fruit, and to Kang Soon-won for hosting an amazing show. You can find us on iTunes, Facebook, or at Spreaker.com. If you like this show, recommend it. From Sagi Village on Jeju Island, I'm Andre Goulet.